Welcome to Sundays. We're your hosts. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Steph. All right, let's get into another influencer chat. I feel like we've had a couple of questions come through ever since we had that conversation. And so we wanted to do kind of like part two, because we've talked about the influencing world in a previous episode. And today we're going to dive into some more of your questions. And I'm excited. Let's do this, Sarah.
Let's do this.
Woo. Okay. So first up, the question is, do you have to quit your job to be a successful influencer? And I loved this question because I resisted quitting my job for years for, you know, various reasons. And I did both. And I love that we kind of are on opposite ends of the spectrum because you left your job fairly early on.
Yes.
So we kind of have like different perspectives on this. So do you want to go first?
Yeah. So, I mean, I honestly think that you don't have to completely quit your job to be a successful influencer. But if you do want to take your business to the next level, you absolutely have to focus on one thing, because I don't think being pulled in like 100 different directions is really going to make you excel at anything. It probably will just make you stall. So I think it just depends. Like, you can be a successful influencer because I've seen a lot of women do it. They have corporate jobs, but then they are also very successful with their whole social media game. Like, they have it on point, they get campaigns, they can juggle it all. But it depends on the type of person that you are, how hard you can work, how well you can juggle things. What do you think, Steph?
No, I agree. I mean, I think that it really boils down to like how much time are you willing to commit to both your job and your side hustle, because I did it for like the whole duration of like my blog life. You know, I've been doing this blog for what, like 7 years, maybe longer. And so for the majority of the time I was working full time, but the majority of the time I was like committing full time hours to both. And that is physically, emotionally, mentally draining, but it was also worth it, because I think for me, I knew that I didn't want to necessarily leave my job just because I was seeing some success with my blog. Like, I wanted to be in a position where even if I didn't have a brand deal come through, like, life is still okay. Like, I didn't want to be quitting my job to be solely reliant upon deals and,
yeah, for,
you know,
sure,
other income. So I think it also really just depends on your goals and like thinking long term, what you really want out of the whole scenario. For me, I wanted to be able to use my side hustle income while I was still working full time to be able to invest in other things like income producing assets, so that I was like seeing longevity with that money, if that makes sense. So yeah, I think you don't have to quit your job. No, but I also think you have to have an end game in mind. So like, if you're blogging and you're creating content, like at some point you have to figure out like what's going to be your out, because unless you're going to be 75 years old making content, like you need to be putting money aside. Like, you have to be able to make enough, I think, to, I guess, fund your life, and so that you're not feeling like you have to work till you die.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, growing a business is not easy at all, and it definitely takes some time to get it off the ground. So if you need financial security, definitely hold on to your job. But I definitely think that people can do it successfully to a certain extent. Now, if you really want to take your business to the next level, like I said, you absolutely have to choose one or the other. But I think you can get your business to a point while having a corporate job where you can say, wow, like, I'm actually making more money in like my side hustle than I am in my corporate job. And that's when you leave.
Yeah. And I would say, don't leave a second before that, unless you have a husband or significant other with a great job, or you have family that's going to support you financially. Like, don't get excited after just like a couple of months, because like these payments that come in, they're usually like, you know, net 15, net 30, sometimes net 60, better, right? Not ever be net 90, but you never know. I wouldn't accept that, but just saying. But, you know, you just have to, like, keep in mind, like, with a corporate job or a job, like, you have a paycheck every 2 weeks or every week. Like, you know when that money's coming. And, like, with what we do, net 30, it just depends on, like, the spacing of that. So,
yeah, you know, I completely agree. It's not a steady paycheck. It's not a steady amount that you can earn every single month. Like, there's definitely ups and downs, and that's for any business. Like, you can't have steady income when you own a business.
Yeah. I mean, you can, but it takes time to build that.
It's not a predictable amount, like, every single month.
Yeah.
Like, some months you're making higher, some months you're making lower. It's just always up and down.
Yeah. And I would say definitely make sure that you save, unless you like living on the edge. Like, I would say save 6 months to a year of income and make sure you're factoring in taxes, because self-employed employment taxes are like, I mean, they're just high. So you really want to make sure you're factoring all of that in and make sure you can pay your taxes, pay yourself, and still, you know, have a successful, profitable business and, you know, live comfortably if you quit your job. So those are just the main things I would say. Definitely keep that in mind. I know I see a lot of people all the time, like, you know, quit my job. And I'm like, that's great. Like, I think that's great. Or when I was working, a lot of people would always ask me, like, when are you going to quit your job? You know, why are you still working? And I'm like, girl, don't worry about me. Like,
exactly. Everybody has their own financial goals or whatever life goals. I think it's such a personal and subjective question.
Yeah.
You know, like, you really have to determine what your exact situation is and where you want to be in life. Figure it out.
For sure. I mean, I think it really depends on, like Sarah said, you know, you just got to figure that out. But can you do it while working full time? Yes.
Absolutely.
Do you have to quit your job? No. Yeah.
You'll probably be working like 2 full-time jobs for a while, but if that's your dream, you got to make it happen, right?
Yeah, I did it for years. And even though I was exhausted, I made it happen, you know?
Yep.
So.
Yep.
Okay. Next one was, when do you know if you need a manager?
Oh my gosh. I feel like I have a lot to say about this.
Well, go for it, girl.
I don't know. I feel like sometimes like management companies have gotten kind of like a bad rap. I don't know if that's been your experience, but so personally, I've been approached by many management companies who've been like very sketch, and it's very exciting to think like, oh, wow, like a company really wants to, you know, manage me, and wow, it's like they're going to help me grow my business like tenfold, which I've noticed personally is not the case. Like, I think a lot of management companies are super sketch. They see that you're doing well and they really just want a piece of your business without like giving you what you actually need from them. I've had some terrible experiences happen in my life. I've heard some horror stories. I don't think a manager always makes sense. I think what would be the most fair, and most management companies don't do this, I think what's going to be the most fair is if a company brings you business, then yes, you can give them 20% because they made the effort to go get you that business and now you have that business. So yes, it can be rewarded. Whereas like a lot of companies want to take a piece of your entire business, like, oh, yeah, we're going to give you like one deal a month, but we want to take money from all of your deals, or we want to take money from all of your affiliate links and all of your commissions. I think it's kind of like ridiculous. And I don't think that should be right, because it's completely just like taking a piece of your business and not giving you the support that you actually need. And when I signed with a management company, I think it was such a terrible experience. Like, this manager wouldn't let me accept anything that was under a certain dollar amount, even though it was my business. But for her, she was just saying, oh, you know, like, it's just not even worth my time to send this email if they're going to pay you that much. And she essentially destroyed my business all of 2020. It was the worst experience of my life. And since then, like, I've never wanted to work with managers, like outsourced managers. Now, I do think if you can actually have payroll in your own business, you should definitely be able to hire somebody who is working for you as an outreach manager. So they handle all of your campaigns. They handle everything basically that you need a management company to do, but you're employing them personally just for your own business. I think that makes the most sense for management. I don't know if like a lot of management companies are similar. Sorry if you guys can hear that construction. Can't help myself. But, you know, that's just what my experience has been. I don't think if you absolutely need a manager. I think I still get by fairly easily.
Yeah.
Without having a manager. Like, Steph, what do you think? Like, have you had similar experiences or heard stories?
I mean, I had an opposite experience, I think, from you. It sounds like you didn't have a very good experience having a manager.
No, I did not.
Yeah. And I think, when do you know if you need to hire a manager is the question. And I would say if you are receiving like so much business, you're so overwhelmed, you're so busy, and you like need someone to help manage your business so that you can continue to be successful, or you can focus on other things, or you feel like it's pulling you away from your creativity, like then I think that it's a good time to consider it. For me, I was working full time. I had just had a baby and my business was booming. And I just like, I could not do both. Like I was traveling for work. I would land. I would get off of work. I would try to wrap up a campaign. And I would just like, I would be up all hours of the night and first thing in the morning, 4 a.m., like just working. I needed help. And so I hired a management company because I was overwhelmed and because my business was in a position where financially it really, like it made sense for me. Like I needed that business expense, like, because you can write off that expense on your taxes, like the percentage that you give to your management company. So,
right.
I needed that. Like I needed the tax write-off. I needed the emotional and like business support, and I just needed help. And so it was helpful for me. And like the company I was with was actually like really, really good. And I enjoyed my experience with them. I ended up breaking ties with them at the beginning of this year. So I was with them for a full year. And the reason I stopped was for a couple of reasons. I just didn't feel like I needed it anymore. Like I was working like full time as an influencer. Like I didn't have my other job anymore. Zoe was in daycare every day. Like I just kind of felt like I'm giving you guys a percentage of my business and I really don't really like need the help that much anymore. Like it was nice to have like, cause I always tell people I love to get paid, but I hate invoicing. Like it's my least favorite task.
Oh yeah. I hate invoicing. To do. Absolutely. I don't like it either.
Yeah. So, but I just kind of had to like, look, girl, if you want to get paid, you got to invoice. So I just kind of like have disciplined myself to do it immediately after a campaign. But for right now, like I'm just representing myself and it's working okay. But yeah, I just like, I felt like I didn't need it anymore. And I also had a manager switch, which was kind of a turnoff for me. Like I was working with someone that I really liked. And then, you know, she got promoted and there was kind of a switcheroo. And so then I was like partnered with somebody else and like she was cool, but we just didn't like I didn't vibe with her like the same way I was vibing with my other manager. So then it was just like, if I'm going to give someone 15% of my business, like I want it to feel good, you know? So that was my reasoning. Like, but overall, I had a really good experience with this company and like would like when people ask me about them, I speak highly of them. So I think it just depends on, you know, what you're looking for. But I always tell people, like, don't sign up with a manager because you think they're going to bring you all of this business. They should be helping you manage the business that is already coming in because it's like, because you need help managing it. And then they should also be bringing you additional business.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, but if you're not making like a substantial, like a good amount of money already, and you're expecting a manager to come bring you more, and then you also have to give them a percentage of what you're already not making a whole lot of anyway, like it's not a good mix. It's just not.
Yeah. And also going back to it, I've just heard so many horror stories of like managers being super sketch. So when you do, or if and when you do sign up for a management company, make sure you're reading the contract. Make sure you know what you're getting into because it can be very sneaky with like what they're putting into the contracts too.
Yeah. And I like, have a friend who's a lawyer. She's actually a contract lawyer. So I'll like, sometimes if I really need help, I'll just send it to her. But yeah, have a second look, or like have a second pair of eyes, look at the contract and, you know, also look and see who else they represent. I would say like, I love to like see what other influencers are also being represented by them, because that's a telltale sign as well. Like, you know, an agency recently reached out to me like a couple of weeks ago. They'd reached out to me at the beginning of the year, but I had literally just left the agency I was with. And I was like, please no. Like, I need a break. Like, I'm not looking for a manager. I don't think this is a good time. And, you know, so they reached back out. They represent like people I know, major influencers. And so it's kind of like, okay, you know, but so take a look at who they also represent. I think that's a good indicator as well.
So our last question is, do I need to hire a team? What do you think, Steph? What are your thoughts?
I mean, my question would be, can you afford to hire a team?
Yeah, I agree.
I think it boils down to like, are you able to pay a team? Can you afford to pay a team? And do you need, I guess it goes both ways. Can you afford to pay a team? And would a team, even if you're not like able to pay them a ton, or maybe you like start out with an intern, would a team improve your productivity? Would it allow you more time to be creative? Would it take some stress off of your plate? I think those are questions you have to ask yourself. But I think if you're like really looking to like hire someone and pay someone, I would look at your business and really ensure like, can I afford to hire a team?
I agree with what Steph is saying. It boils down to if you can afford it. If you can, I think I would highly suggest hiring a team, because I think you get to a point in your business where you absolutely need to outsource, like you're being completely stretched thin. And the only way to really scale your business and to grow your business is to have other people help you, because there's only so much you can do in the set amount of time that you have in a day. And, you know, I think you reach your cap at a certain point when you're growing your business. After that, yes, it is imperative to have a team. Of course, like this all being said, like if you're bringing in a lot of money and you're just completely just like super busy the whole day and you have no time and it's giving you anxiety and panic attacks, yes, hire a team. Hire somebody who's going to take that load off of your shoulders. Hire a photographer or a videographer or a manager, like I said, or an assistant. Like, I think these things are good to have. And I think as an entrepreneur, sometimes, especially if you've built your baby from the ground, you tend to have a lot of control issues. At least I do. You know, it's like hard for me to like delegate and be like, okay, well, this is exactly how I want to do everything. But I also think like delegating and getting people to know your vision also takes time. I think that's a whole other topic. But like, yeah, you have to train them as well. But I specifically do think that it is important to hire a team once you get to a certain threshold just to scale your business.
I think I agree. I guess for me, like I lucked out. My kids are preteens. They know how to work a camera. They know how to work a computer. So
yeah, you gotta use what you have.
I don't have a team, but I do pay my children. And you can pay your children up to like $12,000 and some change. And it's tax-free. You can write it off. So
there you go.
I definitely utilize my family a lot. I have a photographer that I use, but I haven't really used her a lot within the last few months while the kids are out of school, just because my kids are right here and we kind of just work together while we're here. But yeah, I mean, I guess I have to figure that out when they go back to school. I don't have a team. I'm solo dolo right now. Who do you have on your team?
I had my assistant who I recently lost.
You lost her? Where did she go? She in the forest?
She decided to get like a full-time job. And I mean, it's totally fine. Like, I think like she just wanted to switch industries, and she was working with me for a time being, just kind of learn what the influencer industry is like. And then she went and worked from like the brand side perspective is what she wanted to do. And I totally wish her the best of luck. But yeah, I mean, I also think it's like hard finding people that you can really trust to kind of carry on your business forward, which I think I found very challenging this year, because I'm currently on the market for looking for like a videographer, a video editor, and an assistant, but I've been interviewing and I haven't found anybody that I really love and want to spend the time and energy training. But once I do, yes, I'm definitely getting my team back together.
I love that. I don't know what I'm going to do. I kind of feel fine right now. It might be nice to have an assistant.
Especially if your kids are helping you out. I think it's nice. Assistants are nice if you want them to do things that you don't want to do that are like super mundane, you know, because like if you want to focus on the creative and then have somebody like link everything or like, you know, just like answer emails here and there, et cetera. It just, you know, takes a little bit of time away from you to like really focus on the brand and the overall picture and like your creative process and the content.
Yeah. I got to figure it out. But yeah, I mean, I think.
And then Rami takes my photos. So I have a photographer. I have a video. I guess he's my videographer too. And I don't pay him anything. I should though. I mean, if it's a tax write-off, I should look into that.
Well, I don't know about spouses. This is for children.
Yeah, I guess that's true too. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I guess that kind of like covers the few questions. Have you heard anything else? Have you seen anything else in the DMs about this?
No, I haven't. But we're going to keep them open. If you guys want us to answer any questions, let us know. We're so thankful to everybody who listens and responds to all of these things. Truly, it means the world to us. Like, I can't imagine starting a podcast. We've gotten some really good positive feedback. And to everybody who supports, and if you're still listening, you guys are freaking amazing. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. This was short and sweet today. We were just getting right into it, answering those questions.
There you go.
I love it. All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening. Be sure to rate and review our podcast. And we will talk to you next Sunday.
Talk to you Sunday.